This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Energy Department may ship a stockpile of weapons-grade plutonium and uranium from Los Alamos, New Mexico, to a more secure facility in Nevada. Critics say the existing storage site in a canyon bottom is susceptible to terrorist attack. Documents obtained by a government watchdog group indicate the Energy Department now agrees. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It was a bitter lesson in the Old West, and it's a bitter lesson now. Don't get caught in the bottom of a canyon. That's where the cavalry and wagon trains were easy pickings for outlaws and native warriors on canyon rims above. Now the attackers could be terrorists, and the booty is weapons-grade plutonium and highly enriched uranium.
It's in a canyon, and the bad guys have the high ground, and it's simply impossible to protect.
Pete Stockton of the Project on Government Oversight knows the nightmare scenario well. He handled nuclear security matters for former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson and reviewed simulated attacks on the canyon at Los Alamos.
Snipers are on the hillside, and so any of the guard force that moves, essentially, or any of the vehicles that move are taken out immediately. The losses are very, very high on the part of the guard force. The attacking force either steals plutonium, steals highly enriched uranium, and gets off the site, or they actually get into a facility. In fact, in October of 2000, there was a test where the bad guys got into a facility, guard force couldn't get them out, and they would have caused a nuclear detonation.
The problem, Stockton says, is that the canyon facility in New Mexico was built long before terrorism was a threat. It's been used to test nuclear weapons components and their ability to withstand blasts of radiation.
This facility goes back to the 40s, and there was an advantage of having this facility in a canyon because a lot of that radiation would be absorbed by the walls of the canyon. The clear recommendation in the spring of 2000 was to get the material out of there and get it to the device assembly facility in Nevada where it can be better protected.
That's a modern and isolated structure beneath the vast open stretches of the Nevada desert. It's surrounded by thousands of square miles of some of the nation's most heavily guarded federal installations. Brian Wilkes is a spokesman for the Department of Energy.
This location was built in the early 90s, and when it was built, security was at the forefront. You know, it's very deep underground. There's lots of different layers of all different kinds of security and technology in the entire area.
For the last 2 years, the weapons-grade material in the canyon in New Mexico has been the focus of an environmental impact statement. Documents leaked to the Project on Government Oversight indicate the Department of Energy is ready to make the move. One DOE official says in a memo that shipping the uranium and plutonium to Nevada is the best overall decision to meet the post-September 11th challenges for nuclear security. DOE spokesman Brian Wilkes.
We have a preferred alternative of what we want to do. And that preferred alternative is to move these materials to the Nevada test site. But right now, because of federal environmental laws, we cannot make a decision.
Federal law requires a high-level review of the environmental impact statement, which is now underway. It's not clear when a final decision might come. But Wilkes says the agency is prepared to ship the uranium and plutonium to Nevada in heavily guarded convoys. In the meantime, he says the security in that canyon in New Mexico is adequate. Howard Berkus, NPR News.